in Israel to express solidarity with the country over the attack by Hamas. It's part of a two-day trip to the Middle East, calling for any escalation of violence in the wider region to be avoided. Rishi Sunak spoke after a meeting with Israeli President Isaac Herzog.
But I'm also grateful to you for the support that the Israeli government has provided to the families of British nationals who have been caught up in this tragedy. I very much appreciate that, and I know we will continue to cooperate closely and support your efforts to ensure the safe return of all the hostages that Hamas have so cruelly taken.
Government advisers referred to Rishi Sunak as Dr. Death during the pandemic, according to WhatsApp messages shown to the COVID inquiry. The inquiry also heard that putting the country into full lockdown to mitigate the impact of the virus was a necessary evil. Rail workers have voted to continue taking strike action for the next 6 months in their long-running disputes over pay, jobs and conditions. The RMT unions say around 20,000 of its members were balloted across 14 rail companies. The mother of a 13-year-old child who was surrounded by armed police after an officer mistook his water pistol for a real gun says she feels betrayed by the Met. The boy suffered soft tissue injuries after he was rammed off his bike by a police van and handcuffed as he was confronted by marksmen in Hackney in July. This is a statement read out on the mother's behalf at a press conference today.
I feel very angry about the way in which my 13-year-old son was treated by the police. It has been a deeply traumatic experience for him, for me, and for our family as a whole.
And the BBC has announced that Kirsty Walk will step down as a lead presenter of Newsnight after the next election. From Radio News Hub, I'm Edward Breslin.
When you're dealing with debt, you need support you can trust. With more five-star Trustpilot reviews than anyone else in the debt industry, there's no one more reliable than Credit Fix. With our help, you could write off up to 81% of your unsecured debt and get your life back. For debt help you can rely on, text ACT to 60777 now. Terms apply, not suitable for all. Can affect credit. For more, see creditfix.co.uk/add terms. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
More heavy rain for parts of Scotland this evening, and this rain will spread to much of the UK through the night, staying windy with lows of 9 degrees Celsius.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village, here for health and well-being. Find out about free tasters on the many exciting classes available, including yoga, Nordic walking, Pilates and much more. See ymcanewarkshirwood.org for details.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
One is you make me happy, two is you set me free from all the things that held me back from just being me. Thank you for all the sweetness, now I can finally breathe, now I can finally breathe. But baby, don't you see, I still get frustrated, thinking like when you keep on doing things that don't lie. I got 21 reasons why I do. I got 21 reasons.
4, 5, 6, 7, and 9, then keep on counting. I still love you. I got 21 reasons why I did.
Good evening and welcome to Radio Newark Sport here this evening with Gorey and, as always, Joino. Good evening.
Hey, up, all right?
All good, thank you. St. Greaves are here again this week. Not with football, we're going to be here with cricket tonight, though. We're going to welcome Gary and Toby Lambert into the studio. Welcome, boys.
Good evening, Mark.
Evening.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks. See you.
I'm good, thank you as well.
Good man, good man. Big thank you to Lynn last week. That was a good one. Join her, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was excellent. Yeah, it was a good insight to where she is at the minute with her hockey career.
Fantastic news. And Lynn, it was good. Thank you for coming in. Phil, just a big thank you to you for mentioning the chocolate buttons. Yeah, we've got some this evening. But we shall be back shortly and we'll be talking to Gary and Toby and we'll look forward to that. Good evening and welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey and Joino. A very good evening to everybody. We have with us this evening, we've got Gary Lambert and we have Toby Lambert, the the cricketing family have joined us this evening. Welcome, boys.
Welcome.
So, yeah, what we're going to do, we're going to quickly have a few minutes, talk about local sport, what's been happening over the last week or so, any interesting stories. So we're going to start with you, Tony. It's quite a good one, this one, actually.
Yeah, I've just picked up on the back of the local Newark Advertiser by our sports editor, Rob Currell. A young lady, Sarah Terry, from Long Bennington, has just qualified for Great Britain Triathlon Team. Bearing in mind, 18 months ago, she couldn't actually swim. She was an athlete. She ended up with having bad knees and had to bring that career to an end. So she joined the Beaver Triathlon Club and got persuaded by her colleagues within the club to learn to swim, to take on this. Well, they actually call it an aqua race, which is basically swimming and cycling, which obviously cuts out the running.
Okay.
And it's amazing. She's had a massive turnaround. As I say, 18 months ago, she couldn't swim, and she's now qualified for the Great Britain Triathlon Team event, which is a fantastic achievement.
Anybody that qualifies for anything like that is, it's a massive thing, isn't it? And
yeah.
It's a massive well done to her, because the amount of effort that takes is just beyond belief, really.
Yeah, well, the event is televised literally across the planet, and anyone interested in sponsoring can reach Terry on her Facebook page,
under
Sarah Terry, or by emailing at sarahterry2255@gmail.com.
Okay, okay. Now, that's great news, and we wish her all the very best, yeah? Moving on, Gary's going to talk a little bit about Newark Town this week, because Gary went there last week and watched the game, didn't you, Gary?
Yeah, I've been down the last couple of weeks, really, and seen a couple of 3-1 wins, playing decent football. I thought the game on Saturday that I saw, first 20 minutes was, they struggled a bit, but a lad sent off early doors for them. They had taken the lead, but then the game was pretty much one-sided, and it's a bit of a purple patch at the minute. Moved up to third place, so travelling along nicely after what was an indifferent start. So yeah, things going down well at the YMCA at the minute. Yeah.
So the third place, Johnny. You never mentioned they've gone up into the playoff positions, have they?
Well, that was achieved last night. We ended up playing Clifton last night in a rematch of the game that got abandoned when our goalkeeper got injured.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That was abandoned after 47 minutes, with Clifton actually being 2-0 up on the day. But that was a rematch of that, and we did go a goal down last night, but ended up coming back in the second half and scoring three and securing another 3 points, which last night put us up to third place.
You're only in October, so that's you're in a good place, aren't you?
This time last year, I think we were sat probably just outside the playoffs, so if you look at that compared to last year, we are obviously slightly better league positional-wise. Okay. And this time last year, we did actually go on a run, which probably in the end actually secured our playoff place last year. So Luke's doing a fantastic job with the first team management, and long may it continue. And let's have a good push now between now and the end of the season, and hopefully get, if not automatic, then we'll certainly settle for emotional playoff place. So
as an outsider looking in, you know, the club looks to have everything set up nicely to be able to be a step five club. You know, there's the YMCA, great place to play football. You know, there's no excuse for a bad pass really on there, and you know, the development side of things as well, you've got fantastic setup through the girls and the boys, so club's in a good position.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for that.
Yeah,
we're just going to pop across to the rugby, because in the next couple of weeks we're going to have a couple of rugby stars coming in. I think we're going to try and see if we can well, I definitely know some guys from Newark Rugby Club are coming, and we're talking to a couple of other guys who's going to join them. They managed to scrape a win again at the weekend, coming from behind. So they seem to be doing okay as well, which is great. Because Newark's also very, very well known for the rugby. You know, it's always been a rugby town as well, hasn't it?
So, yeah, it has.
So that's good news for them. Liam will not thank me for this, because Liam's got a picture of Liam Moran in the paper this week again. 1-0 win, scored the goal. So they're doing okay. They need to get some points in the bag, because they hadn't had the best start, but they
seem
to be.
Yeah, it was a decent result for them against Loughborough on Saturday, to be fair. I think they've played them 7 or 8 times, with this one being the first time they've actually took 3 points off them, so it was a good result for them this week.
Yeah, fantastic result. Now I'm going to finish the local roundup actually with a story that's a little close to my heart really, because obviously netball and EV played to quite a good standard at Loughborough, and Sarah's obviously got the club now, and there's a lovely young lady who really sadly lost her her dad to a cancer of sorts. It's a cancer I've not really heard of, but she's done some real great charity work for the foundation that her dad died of. Nikki Glencross, she did a netball fundraiser, and she got some teams together, later over 100 people took part and really supported her, and some proceeds have gone to this cancer charity for her. So, you know, well done to you. Really sad time for her, but to do that and get that underway was amazing. So we wish her all the very best in the future as well. So that's the roundup for this week. We look forward to a few minutes when we talk to Gary and Toby. See you guys in a minute.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants, for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Find fantastic entertainment on your doorstep at the Palace Theatre Newark. From hilarious comedy to absorbing drama, star names to terrific tributes, find family fun, romantic date ideas and big nights out with friends, all in the heart of town. Find the full programme and book now at palacenewark.com or call Newark 655 755.
Everybody needs more space, or ideally an extra room. Whether you want a new shed, a summer house, a garden office or a bespoke outside building, you need the Shed Brothers. Our business is built on quality and honesty. We provide the full service, from a free survey to design and installation. And we're family run. We're the Shed Brothers. We're brothers and we make sheds and all sorts of timber buildings. Check out the Shed Brothers on social media or online at theshedbrothers.co.uk.
Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey and Joyno. Good evening, my son. How are you?
All right, pal. Yourself?
Yeah, we're very good. And we're very, very, very pleased to introduce Gary and Toby Lambert from the cricketing world with us this evening. Gentlemen, how are you?
Yeah, we're good, thanks. Well, I'm good. How about Toby?
I'm also very good.
Toby, you are allowed to put in, all right? So what we're going to do is actually, we've just been talking about it because the Lambert name goes back a few years and there's a few Lamberts played cricket. So let's just have a little bit of a history of how it all started. Because when I was a kid, Gary, just before, I used to go to Boulderton playing fields, I'll be being a Boulderton lad. And I remember seeing your dad playing. So, God, he must have been in his 20s.
my dad played up until he was about 65, you know, and I think that's incredible, really. You know, I've stopped playing 3 or 4 years ago and I was early 40s. You know, the body just packed up, knees, and I think that was to do with overplaying, personally, for myself. But, yeah, my dad played at RHP. That was his club, Ransom and Mars, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And that will always be home for the Lambert family for cricket, even though there's no cricket on there now, obviously, at Elm Avenue. Mm. But, yeah, David, his brother, played. George played. So, yeah, it's a family thing, really.
So natural progression for you boys to just follow in his shoes, isn't it?
Well, it was natural for me. You know, I used to go with him every Saturday to wherever they were playing. And there was Nev Thompson, his lad Wayne, and a few of those young lads whose dads were playing, and just used to go and didn't watch a lot of cricket, but just used to be there and around it. And obviously at 13, I started playing myself. So having played junior cricket and playing men's cricket at 13, so yeah, natural progression, really.
So the family actually is a little bit wider than we thought, Johnny, because we found out this evening that Lynn Coombs is related to you guys, isn't she? The
yes,
Coombs
she
family.
Is, yeah. So it's a big sporting family in general, really, yeah.
Okay, so Toby, before we get to you, we're going to talk to you in a short while. We also found out in a break about Mum.
Yes, my wife, Toby's mum, she was an England international, played cricket for England, played test matches and one day internationals in series against Australia and India, toured India, which she says was a remarkable experience.
So when was this? Because this is
yeah, this is going back probably when she, I'm not revealing her age on air anyway. So she was, this was around 2002, that sort of era.
Okay.
Before the money came into the game, which it is now, you know, she always says she played in the wrong era with the money that's, you know, around now in women's cricket.
We did as well, Jono. We played in the wrong era.
We obviously did.
Yeah. And, I mean, they were having to pay for stuff to go and play for England, if, you know, nowadays. It just gets thrown at you.
We found that out last week as well, Tony.
Yeah. I've spoken to Lynn about that as well. So, you know, they're very lucky nowadays, you know, and I've got nothing against it because I coached in women's cricket myself. So, good luck to him. But, yeah, Kate played for, I think she played 4 tests and 8 one-day internationals.
That's a feat. Even one game. We always say this, even if you've played one game at the top level, you must have something. But, you know, to have played 4 test matches and then obviously the 8 one days.
Yeah, I mean, prior to placing our house, as you go out the door, is everybody, they had a thing last year at Lord's where if you'd ever played for England, men or women, they had a dinner. And at that dinner, they got presented with a cap with a number on of which number they player they were and when they played and what they played in. So it's nicely framed in our house. So
what number was she?
Oh, I don't know, mate.
You don't take much notice, Gary.
Was
she a batter? She was a batter. She was a batter. So, it's in the family, basically. It's in the family.
So I thought cricket would be for me, for my dad actually was a cricketer. He loved cricket. He wasn't a footballer, so I hated football. So I obviously got it from my mum's side because I wasn't a good cricketer myself. And I just went down the footballing route myself. But it's great that it follows in the family. And obviously, we've got a talented young man with us this evening. We're going to have a couple of minutes break. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go back and we're going to get stuck into learning about Toby's cricketing life. So we'll see you in a couple of minutes.
stars. I want to die in your arms. Oh, oh, oh. Cause you get lighter the more it gets dark. I'm gonna give you my heart. Oh.
Very welcome back from Gorey here at Radio Newark Sport with Joino. We've got Gary and Toby Lambert with us, who we've just been talking about the sporting family history and how cricket has been in the blood, really, hasn't it? And again, we didn't find anything out tonight about Mum, so we should have brought Mum along as well, but Mum was working, wasn't she?
She's been to her other son's parents' evening at the academy, so yeah.
Well, we'll have a big shout out to Kate, isn't it?
Yes.
We've just been saying, Gary, you were at the academy as well till under 19.
Yeah, there was no academy in place there. I played all the way up to under 19. Did a couple of second team games. I was there when Jono was captain, Paul Johnson, and he put me on. I did 12th man one day, and he stuck me on the field at mid off. Now, if you know cricket, that's the area generally the ball gets hit in. If somebody bowls it quite full. Well, Kevin Cooper was the bowler, and he told Kevin Cooper to bowl it full. Well, the batter at the other end was David Boone, who played for Australia. They were playing against Durham, and he'd come over, and he kept bowling full and kept whacking it at me. And I come off the field with bruised hands, bruised legs, everything. I got anyway, the lad come back on who had gone off. Jono come in off at the end of the day. Enjoy that, Gary. I was like, yeah, brilliant, like...
Okay, so moving on to the star then. Come on, Toby. So where did cricket all start for you? Obviously, did you follow your dad around wherever he went?
I think I went to watch him when he was playing at Newark, playing games in Newark. So I've started the junior setups wherever club he was at. And then just moved playing hardball at 7 and then just kept playing from there.
Did you know you were going to be a good cricketer when you were that young? Was it just lots of fun? Or did you try harder because you wanted to become a cricketer?
I think just play to enjoy it, because you'll get better if you enjoy it.
Oh, I agree with that, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
So, under sevens, you started with the hardball. I didn't enjoy hardball cricket, I have to be honest with you. I couldn't bat, I couldn't bowl. So there's no really good being a cricketer, was it?
Not really.
So from under sevens, what happened then?
I think went for my first county trial when I was a year young in the under 10s. So I was an under 9 and then got selected. And then first season, sort of getting used to playing that level. And then the next season, tried to push on and then just kept progressing throughout the age groups.
Right, so what did you do from under 7 to under 10s? What position was it? Was it bowler, batter? Because wicket keeping came after, didn't it?
Yeah, I was more of a all-rounder. I'd start with bowling and batting. And then I think came into keeping because I didn't really have a keeper in our age group. So I sort of just got offered the chance and took it and progressed in that.
So that told us about the coach who actually saw something in you to be a wicket keeper. Didn't he, Gary?
Yeah, I mean, he owes a lot to that bloke. He was a fantastic coach, Andrew Jackman, and really good with kids 15 and under, really gets it. I mean, he's fortunate now we're working with Paul Johnson, doing batting coaching.
So Paul's still there, is he?
Paul's at Leicester, but we use him as a outside coach because he's really knowledgeable and really good at what he does.
Yeah.
And in the winter, he gets Chris Reid, who played 80 times for England. So if you can't learn from them two blokes, you've got no chance, really.
No, so you're being taught from the best. So, yeah, so the guy, what was his name?
Andrew Jackman.
So Andrew Jackman looked over at you and he went, right, you're going to look good as a wicketkeeper. How did that feel?
I think I was a bit nervous at the start because I'd never done it before. I think I remember the first game I played, it felt weird to have the gloves on. But I think I got a catch in that game and it's sort of like, it felt like I was more involved there rather than fielding because I'm involved in every ball rather than if it gets hit to me, then I have to do something. I actually have to proactively go out and try and help the team.
So are you a vocal kind of guy now? So wicketkeepers that I see on the telly are really quite vocal and they do a lot of organising. Is that you?
I think I'm trying to be that, but at the minute probably a bit more quiet. I think I know the stuff that I should be saying, but just sort of say it quietly instead of telling people.
You're going to have to get that sorted out, aren't you?
Yeah.
So are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying wicketkeeper?
Yeah, I enjoy it. Probably, I don't enjoy batting more, but keeping is obviously really fun to do.
So one of the questions we talked about was in the break was goalkeepers have to be a little bit loony because the things that they do. And I also think wicketkeepers have got to be the same. Would you agree with that?
I don't think I would agree with that, but it's a thing a lot of people say, so...
Because I know you get a bit more padding now, don't you? You have to wear a helmet. Is that law? You've got to wear a helmet as a keeper now?
Yeah, until under 18, standing up, you have to wear a helmet.
Okay, because I see wicket keepers at pro level in England. They wear it. Is that a choice? Or?
It's a choice, yeah. Up to 18, you've got no choice. If you're a wicket keeper, you've got to wear a helmet. But okay. Only when you stood up. So if you stand back to a fast bowler, you don't need to wear it. But when you stood up to the wickets, anybody under 18 needs to wear a helmet.
Okay. So, we know that you're only 15, okay, and you're not playing at your age level, are you?
No, I'm not.
So, what's it like in the under 8s? I'm joking, by the way. So, you're playing under 16s, under 18s? You're playing well above your age group, aren't you?
Yeah, I think it's a lot more challenging because it's like a new environment, people who are older than you. So, I don't want to make a mistake, but you just got to be confident, I think, in your own ability. That the reason you're there is because you're good enough to play at that level.
I totally agree with that. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll come back and talk about that because I think that's really interesting that you're still at school and you're playing at that level. We're going to have a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll get stuck into that as well. See you in a minute.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens are a local, independent, family-run business. And right now, we've got a great offer on your new bathroom installation. When you buy a run of furniture from the Roper Rhodes Fitted Furniture range, including WC, basin and taps, you get an event dual-exposed shower worth £530 absolutely free. T's and C's apply. And all the usual discounts also apply. Ask in-store for details. We're next to the police station on Queen's Road in Newark. When you're planning your next bathroom, think Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens. Kitchens. Call Newark 703 411 or check out our website, newarkbathroomsandkitchens.co.uk.
To Radio Newark Sport with Gory and Joyno. For those just joining us, if you're a bit late, but we've got Gary and Toby Lambert with us this evening, a cricketing family well known in the Newark area. So I'm having a really great chat because Toby's obviously his 15-year-old cricketer, been chosen for Notts, wicketkeeper. So obviously got a bit of a screw loose somewhere, haven't we, to be that place. But actually playing for the under-18s, which is no mean feat, and you've got to be really proud of that, haven't you?
Yeah, I think it's a proud thing to be able to do. I think when I got in the academy and they said you'll be able to play under-18s in like 3-day games, it's something like I wanted to do for like last season, so I'm happy to do that.
We need to give a big shout out before we move on. We'll give a big shout out to the school, which is Newark Academy. Yeah.
Yep.
Because it isn't an academy for where you go and you do your schooling as well in the Notts Academy, is it, for the cricket? It's just cricket. So you still got to go to school, but you need some time off.
Yeah, I think they've been good to let me go off whenever I need to go off. They don't really ask many questions as well, like, if you need to go. And they encourage, I don't think they encourage me, but they just always let me go to play.
What, so much time a week do you get out of school? I mean, and you must be excited about that. All the maths lessons, you miss them, do you?
I think it's a lot more in the summer because you miss whole days. But in the winter, it'd probably be an hour on a Tuesday and a Thursday at the end of the day. I have to leave early.
And you go just to training?
Yeah.
And where is that? Is it actually at Trent Bridge?
Yeah, at Trent Bridge.
Wow. It's not bad, is it?
No, it's good.
Whereabouts are the nets? Are they actually on the pitch?
Just in the, like, there's an indoor school on the second floor. So you go in there.
Oh, right. Okay. So, you're in the under-18s. There's a lot of testosterone flying about, I'm sure. Some big lads in that. How are you finding that?
I think, so towards the end of the season, got more involved with the group, but it's a challenging place to play because obviously you're playing against other people who are 18 as well. It's not just your own team, so they're obviously more developed, bowl a lot quicker than my age group, so you just got to get used to it.
And you are getting used to it because that tells me you're scoring a couple of centuries, is that right?
I've got, my highest score for the under-18s this year is 99 not out.
Oh, not out.
Yeah.
So you got your teammates to thank for getting out and leaving you out there, is that right?
No, it was actually, we were 8 wickets down, and it was the last ball of innings. And then I hit one to deep cover, and as I was turning for two, the bowler sort of ran into me, and I dropped my bat and knocked off balance.
Oh, he did that on purpose. You know he did that on purpose, don't you?
I hope not, but might have.
But so did you win that game?
Yeah, win, yeah.
Good stuff. So as Notts Academy, you're playing all the other counties, I take it, around the country?
I think we're playing mostly a select group that are closest to us, so like maybe 2 hours, 3 hours away. But we don't really go to like London much to play McGinley games. Sort of like okay. Lancashire, Yorkshire, Warwickshire, around that area.
Oh, okay. What format is it that you normally play? So you said you mentioned you've been starting to play some 3 day games. Is that 3 day, two innings matches, is it?
Yeah. I think team played 4 or 5 of them. I played like 2 or 3 because I'd injured for one of them and then was at Bunbury for another one of them. And then we have a 50 over and a T20 cup as well that we're playing.
Which do you prefer?
50 overs is probably my favourite format to play in.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like, so what number do you bat at if you're a wicket keeper? 5 or 6, something like that?
Anywhere really from 3 to 6 normally is where I bat.
Okay, because if you're in the short game, the chances of you get a chance of a better bat, right, in the 50 overs.
Yeah, I think I prefer it because it gives you time to get in. Don't have to go out swinging from the start. You can actually build innings and get a big score.
Yeah, no, it's good. I think it's great, Owen, for somebody of your age to playing at that level. I would have loved to have done that, Johnny, wouldn't you?
It's a good achievement. You know you're going to have to test yourself week in, week out. What's the 3 year age gap in there? Because you're 15 at the minute. So it is going to develop you. Do you actually prefer? Do you actually prefer being behind the wicket, or are you more comfortable with the bat in your hand? You're obviously good at both, but which one do you actually prefer?
I think I prefer batting when I'm out there, but don't prefer batting when I'm like not out. When I'm out there batting, sort of love doing that more than keeping when I'm out there. But I think batting is a lot, it gets you down a lot more than keeping, because if you're going through a bad run of form, it's a lot more stressful on you than if you're having maybe dropping a catch behind the stumps. It's a lot easier to get over.
I was talking to your dad earlier, wicket keepers, when I remember cricket, shall we say, they was normally tail-enders, so obviously good at what they did behind the wicket, but then obviously there was the tail-end of the batting, just pinching the odd run, things like that. Your dad tells me now that it's quite popular now for wicket-keepers to be batters as well, but it wasn't in the olden day, was it?
No, absolutely not. Their job, as you say, Taylor, was just to catch it and chip in if they could with some runs. Mm. But now you look at anybody playing professional cricket in most counties, they're able to bat as well.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can't bat, what they're looking for is multi-dimensional cricketers. That's the terminology they're looking for. So if you're a batter and can't bowl, then you've got to be a good fielder. Mm-hmm. So two skills out of three. And as a wicket keeper, you've got to score your fair share of runs now as well.
Yeah, it's an all-round game where you can't be just a one-trick pony, really, can you?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, if you can't field, if you can bowl well, but you can't field or bat, you're going nowhere. You know, you've got to be able to field and hold a bat. You know, you're not going to. Nobody expects you at 10, 11 to score hundreds or 50s or whatever, but you've got to be able to hold a bat. You've got to be a good fielder, and if you're a bowler as well.
I've got a couple of stories for my cricketing career when we get back. We're just going to have a little quick break again because we're chatting and looking, time's flying. So we'll have a quick break and then we'll be back and we'll finish off with Toby and Gary.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
At the coast, one call could save lives.
Coast Guard.
In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Timber!
Yeah, and lots of it too. In fact, at Smith's Timber Merchants, we sell the right types of timber necessary to get the job done properly. Mouldings, plywood, fencing, decking, gates and doors, plus all the accessories you'll need, like screws, bolts, latches and hinges. In short, you could say, we nail it every time. And if you want good advice, well, you've come to the right people. Find us on Appleton Gate, Newark. Smith's Timber Merchants. Phone 702 573 or visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Good evening and welcome back to Radio Newark Sport here with Gory. We are just sat here with Gary and Toby Lambert, the part of the cricketing dynasty in Newark here. and we've just been taking. Actually, I just wanted to go back to the school, because Joyner made a good point, actually, that the school's now really hot on having time off. You know, if you're off because you're biting your fingernail, you get fined 100 quid now, don't you? Mm-hmm. But they've got to be, I think they're thinking that if you're going to make it, it's going to be a good kudos for the school. And so that, I think that's why they're allowing you to do that. Is that right? Do you think that's part of it?
Yeah, I think he's somebody they could hang their hat off if he got to play professional.
Yeah.
They could say they support him all the way. And to be fair to him, they have. So, yeah, I think there's some of that behind it. But it's also classed as personal development, because there could be a job in it, at the end of the day. And, yeah, they've just been really good, really good.
I think a big shout-out to the school for that. And actually, you do a bit of football in the winter, so you're keeping yourself fit, because we just also said cricket didn't used to be associated with fitness, did it?
No, didn't.
But now they're a lot more athletic, aren't they?
Yeah, I think since I've been there, there's been a noticeable increase from under 10s to now, and just how much more they want you to do. I think obviously as you get older, then a higher level, they're going to want you to be fair anyway, but it's also a lot more running. So I think when we had lockdown, had to run sometimes like 3-5k runs a week, as well as going to the gym and doing like physical stuff. So
it's good. So we just also talked about, so the Cricket World Cup's on at the minute. Actually, it's 50 overs. It's one of your favourite types of cricket to play. So we've just asked who you model yourself on. Come on, name the two players.
So Quinn de Kock and Jos Buttler.
So de Kock is South African. He's a good player, to be fair to him, and he can bat well as well, can't he?
Yeah, I think he just looks really fluid when he's batting, quite natural, sort of calm, just hits the ball wherever he wants to.
And Jos Buttler, he does the same, but he's captain as well, isn't he, Jos Buttler?
Yeah, I think I just like watching the way he bats, because he's always positive and aggressive. Sometimes it doesn't work, but when it does work, it's really entertaining.
And who's going to win the World Cup?
Hopefully England, but I think it'll be India.
Yeah, they're at home as well, aren't they?
And yeah.
They smashed Bangladesh today as well, I think, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's so well, touch wood for that. And one day, hopefully, you'll be playing for them, let's hope so, eh?
I certainly hope so, mate. You're certainly in the right mindset to do that.
Because if you look back at cricketers from Newark, how many actually made it? Paul Johnson, we know. I went to school with Paul.
Felly played for Notts and Derby.
Yeah, Felly was good. We spoke to Mark last week. So, yeah, he was a great player.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they're the only two that have made professional or played professional cricket from the area.
Okay.
So there's a challenge to be the third, really.
And you're in good hands, because your dad's a good coach, because you do a bit of coaching as well, don't you, Gary?
Yeah, I did a lot with him till he got to about 13, 14. And we still go on a Sunday and have a session for an hour, which has started a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, I keep my hand in, and I coach at Farnsfield, do a bit with him, and but they get to a certain level where he won't listen to me. I'm just his dad. So that's when the coaches...
We've been there, haven't we, Johnny?
Yeah. I think everybody's been there. But then the coaches of the professional level come in and off you go. So, yeah.
Yeah, we wish you all the very best, Toby, because it sounds to me like you're doing really well, you know, and to be part of the fundamental eight in the academy, because the rest come in, they're not all in the academy, are they, like yourself? Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, the rest of the side are selected from throughout Nottinghamshire. And the under-18s is mainly an academy side, with those players that are doing really well outside of it. So that never changes. But the 16s, I think at his natural age group, he'll be the only academy player in there. And the other 15 have to be selected by trials. Whereas the academy players go straight into their natural age groups and play above as well.
Oh, that's amazing. Toby, it's been a pleasure having you on tonight. And thank you for giving us a bit of an insight into what's going on. Gary, thank you for coming back.
No problem, thank you.
Oh, you missed it, haven't you? That's why you've come back.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
No, look, thanks very much. Jono, thank you for your time this evening.
No problem, Paul.
Very much enjoyed it. And hopefully we'll speak to you again soon. Keep us posted on how it goes. Because obviously we're really interested. Playing 15-year-old playing in the under-18s, that's no mean feat. So all the best from us. Really do wish you that. And thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Truth is bulletproof, there's no fooling you. I don't dress the same. Me and you, you say I was yesterday. Have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts. I'm going way too far. To be young, you tell me time has not changed me. That's fine, I've had a good run. I know I used to be crazy. That's cause I used to be young. Take one, pour it out, it's not worth crying about the things you can't erase. Like tattoos and regrets, words I never meant, the ones that got away. Used to be young.